Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Trying to get this cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing. Trying to get this cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
I'm getting mine, mine. You getting line. I'm making rain dollars, all you do is drop down. That's right, I can make it rain your paycheck. For all y'all haters, 4-5's on deck. With the heat, I'm O'Neal all night. And go hard like oatmeal, left out all night. And y'all can't see me like I'm 10 feet tall. In the hood, you never round, kinda like a football. It can't be,
what?
You hate me?
Nah,
you should hate yourself for not being like me. The bank said my money won't fit, so that means I go ahead and withdraw like crack fiends.
Trying to get this cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. But tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
Trying to get this
cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. But tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing.
For show, and you an actor, you just for show. Bitch, you wouldn't squeeze lemonade, Mondays, and when I pull the pin, I blow up just like grenades. My money's so long, even I'm amazed. I gotta tell the Lincoln, so out of long face. So fly, if I feel I still be in the sky. I'm a Big Mac, you a small fry. I make pesos, pounds, forget it. I might have went over your head, it's like a fitted. I'm in that big Chevy thing, taking up two lanes. So fly, you might as well call it a Chevy airplane.
Trying to get this cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. But tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
Trying to get this
cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
This ain't no playground. Round here we don't play round. Out here I'm eating, never put my plate down. I'm getting money and you getting lost. So you ain't even employed, so how you a boss? Doing my thing, don't care what it costs. I'm ballin', play me and you'll get crossed. And you a vegetarian, you can't stand beef. And you like blind people, you ain't never in the street. No, I'm hot and you, well, hell. You make it rain, I'm iced out, I make it hell.
Right.
I run this dog, all you do is sprint. You a snitch, the neck, the tail, like sprint.
Trying to get this cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
Trying to get this
cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Greenlight Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Mental health, and do what we're supposed to with it, especially with one another. Hold one another accountable, and really support one another. Because right now we are at a point where we really need each other. You know, we really need each other, and we really need to understand that without a community of people that want to see the very best in each other, without that, then it's going to be hard for people to really get through some of those rough times that they face. And, you know, we all face them. We all face them. So I really think that today's show is one of those shows where we are going to see people or hear from people who are out there to help us get through some of those tough times. And you know, it doesn't have to be something as drastic as, you know, some super-duper mental health issues. But what it can be is a road to success. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So I'm hoping that you guys really understand the whole concept of being there for each other after today's show. Now, I was talking a little bit yesterday, they all running together to me, about friends. And I am still on that journey, guys. I'm still on that journey of trying to figure out who gets the dark circles, who gets the asterisks, and who gets the checks. And I got some out there that's getting checks. I got more than I thought I would have that will get checks. And those asterisks and those dark circles, yeah, they're going to get blocked. They're going to get blocked and deleted, because when I hear from people, I want to end up hearing from those check marks. I want to hear from those checks that are going to give me the positive energy that I need. When my phone rings, I need positive energy. I don't need any negative energy. I can't begin to tell you how many times that has happened, and I've really never thought about it, with negative energy coming into your circle, and that's all you get. That's all you get is negative energy from certain people. I never thought of it that way. And I hope to God that I have never been that person to someone, because that's not what I want to do, or that's not what I want to be. I definitely want to be someone that's going to be positive, someone that's going to play a positive role in a person's life. So let me take one quick break. We'll come back. I want to play this clip, and then we should be ready for our guest. And I think you'll be really, really happy with the guest. All right, number to call is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
This song I want to talk to the hustlers out there, you know, you cats doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? Well, there's a better way, you know what I'm saying? I just want to talk to you, just listen to me right now. Mm-hmm.
trying to not say what I did was alright. Trying to break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Been down so long, getting up didn't cross my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what to do until you put on the pressure. Across 110th Street, a hell of a tester. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman that week. Across 110th Street, pushers won't let the junkie go free. Yeah. Across 110th Street, a woman trying to catch a trick on the street. Ooh, baby. Across 110th Street, you can find it all in the street. Yeah. Ooh. Oh. I got one more thing I want to talk to y'all about right now, but don't mind. A better way out. Snorting that coke, shooting that dope, man, you're copping now. Take my advice, it's either live or die. But you gotta be strong if you wanna survive. The family on the other side of town, we can't help without a ghetto around. In every city you find the same thing going down. Harlem is the capital of every ghetto town. Listen, across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman last week. Across 110th Street, pushing won't let the junkie go free. Oh, across 110th Street, a woman trying to get the trick on the street. Ooh, baby, across
family. This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. Guys, momentarily we'll be joined by ADR Life Coach Wendy Bryant. She's going to join us today, talk to us a little bit about her experience with life coaching and what ADR is and what she has to offer you guys. I think you're going to really like the interview. I promise you, you'll like the interview. But before we go into that interview, I'm going to play this clip, and I really felt like this clip spoke to me today. You guys know that I play quite a few clips from Steve Harvey because I think that some of the things he says is definitely he's not getting them for himself. There's somebody talking through this man. But I want to play this clip. It's a short clip. And we're going to talk about it later on in the show, but I think it sets the preface for us getting ready to speak to Life Coach Wendy. So here's the Steve Harvey clip, courtesy of the official Steve Harvey page on YouTube, all right?
If you want to be successful and you want to be happy, those are the two things that's common to most people. You're looking at a person who was neither one of those for a long period in my life, man. It's a lot of pain in my life. No more than nobody else. I just had a lot. But I learned along the way, everything that's happening to you is God is processing. Every difficult moment you're having, he's just processing it. That's all he's doing. Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for. And if you need to be tough when you get to where you're going, then he's going to toughen you.
Lord, I sure hope so.
If you got to be more caring along the way, he's going to let you have some trials come your way that's going to have to produce that in you.
Mm.
What happened in my life was getting where I've gotten to today and where I'm even headed to, I had to be tough. So he toughened me along the way. I had to learn how to appreciate a lot, so he took everything. To really understand the value of money, I had none. Let's appreciate simple things. What I'm going to eat today, where I'm going to wash up at, where I'm going to bathe. He sent me through a trial of being homeless for 3 years. I lived in a car for 3 years. Mm-hmm. All of that I was going through, that I was tripping with, that I did not appreciate or understand, I understand it now because I'm on the other side of them troubles. And I understand what all them troubles was for. And even though I did not understand or appreciate the route he took me on, it was the route I had to go on. See, the route you are on right now is the route you got to take. And it's very uniquely yours. This thing you're going through, this just uniquely yours. You just got to understand you ain't the only one. You ain't the only one going through it. Now, in the order that it's going to happen, it's just yours. See, God made us very different. This God we got, God is amazing. He created you so individually. Do you know that it's close to 8 billion people on earth now? Do you know that it's almost 8 billion people on the earth?
Yes, it is.
Do you know how many billions of people have died? Do you know that if you dig up all them people that have died and all the people that are presently here and every last one of them that he going to make in the future, not one of you have the same fingerprint?
That's right.
Who do that? Who could possibly?
That's right.
So precise in his infinite wisdom that he created you so uniquely that ain't no two people got the same fingerprint. That's crazy, man. That's real crazy. 8 billion people, you can't duplicate it. The billions that have died, you can't duplicate it. And the ones that's coming will not duplicate it. God, a bad boy, man. He's a bad boy. He's a bad dude, man.
I'm going to leave that right there. That was a courtesy of Steve Harvey show on YouTube. I think that was a very, very powerful message. It was a short message, but it was very powerful and effective. And it done its job on me. I hope it done its job on you. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But I think this is the perfect opportunity to bring on my first guest. She is a life coach with ADR, Abundantly Developed Roots, which I am too. You guys have been hearing me talk about that forever. And I think that you're going to really enjoy her message. I think you're going to enjoy her story. You're going to appreciate her story. And I know that you are going to leave listening to this feeling a whole lot better than you did before. So welcome to the show, none other than ADR Life Coach Wendy Bryant. Ms. Bryant, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's awesome to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you know, I will have you anytime. First of all, tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and what ADR, and if they hadn't gotten it from me, what they hadn't got from me, they can get from you. And let's just start just talking about your process and what people can look forward to when they seek you out on the ADR site.
Okay. Well, a little bit about me. I am, how much time do we have?
it's okay. I'll give you the time.
All right. Well, basically, I am an only child. That's one thing that I can identify with people who are mm-hmm. only children. I am from divorced parents. I can also identify with latchkey kids. I was born in 1972, so I'm familiar with that whole generation. I'm also an educator. I've been teaching. I'm going into my 23rd year. Mm-hmm. I've taught elementary, high school, and middle school. So I've done them all. I've seen many things, experienced many things, and I am here to continue to grow as a person and share my love for Reiki healing mm-hmm. on the ADA platform.
Okay. Now, what is Reiki healing for those that don't know?
All right. So Reiki is simply put, is it's pronounced Reiki, and it's spelled R-E-I-K-I. It's just a safe and gentle, non-invasive Japanese form of energy-based healing. And it literally translates, Rei translates to universe or life force, and Ki translates to the physical energy of the body, also known as Ki. So put together, you have Reiki, which means universal life force energy. Reiki is not considered a religion or associated with one, even though it was developed by a Buddhist in Japan by the name of Miyako Usui.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's originated, what we know of it as today, but it's been around for thousands of years. And just with anything, knowledge is lost and regained.
Yes, I agree. Now, is this something that you've been following for a very long time, or are you new to it, or?
Mm-hmm. So I have been, well, okay, so here's where the seeds were planted. So it's been over 20 years ago. I have a friend who's from Germany, and she was here. Her husband was working on contract and RTP, and she and I became friends, and she was a Reiki practitioner. And I had no idea what Reiki was, and I thought, oh, that's interesting. But I never explored it anymore, but I'd always been curious about it. Mm-hmm. And you know how faith works. You're like, well, I'm not sure if that's going to work, or if I'm not sure if I should even go there. So I'm just going to kind of sit back and see and watch. Mm-hmm. So, and I also like to compare it to like a muddy water. Like you can't see the bottom of the pond, mm-hmm. but you know, there's something in there.
Right.
So that was like that for me. So over the years, I was always interested. Ever since a child, I have God has always communicated with me. So I have been layered my whole entire life to bring me to this point. As a child, I was, again, only child. I grew up on a lake. And I remember one day out there, I was always in nature, exploring and just talking to God. And one day I was by the shore, and suddenly I heard this harp. And it was the mm-hmm. most beautiful sound I'd ever heard, never heard anything like it. Mm-hmm. And it startled me so that I ran. And my heart was pumping so fast. And then I stopped, and I said, "Do I hear it anymore?" And I didn't hear it. And I never heard it again, but, just that's how God communicates with me. And he has ever since I was a child. He's always been layering me, pulling me in.
Wow.
That's just one of the many experiences that I had as a child.
Wow.
God. So
now, and I don't mean to butt in, but I know you're referencing God. And I know you just said that it's not a religion, and a lot of people, when they hear things that they don't really understand, they try to shun it out. So I'm glad that you like really explained to them in a nutshell what it is that you are, I ain't gonna say dealing with, what you are kind of being exposed to. Here is my interpretation. My interpretation is that Reiki, you know, you are getting access to that energy that God has put out there for us all to be accessed. And you're able to utilize it for great things, which is what we were told that we would be able to do. Now, with ADR, you're going to be a life coach, correct?
Yes.
What are some of the things that people can look forward to getting from a session with you?
So, with me, with Reiki, Reiki does all the work as far as like the energy going into you, and you get what you need. So, for instance, and I'll give an example. I had a Reiki session with a friend recently who was trying to recover from COVID. During this session, and this is, by the way, a distant Reiki session because I do my sessions distant so I can deliver the Reiki anywhere in the world. So she's in the comfort of her home. I'm in my home. And she said that she felt the fever, the heat leave her, the soles of her feet. And she took the temperature before and then she took it after, and it dropped 3 degrees during the session. And also at that time, also sometimes, and not all the time, but this particular session, her mother made her presence known to me. I had a vision of her. And so out of nowhere, sometimes I will get pictures in my brain. I may hear songs or tunes that that person can relate to. And that's another way that, that God can communicate to us in the healing process. So that doesn't always happen. You were delivered what you need at that time. And I cannot control where the Reiki goes in your body. Sometimes you may just need something that's deeper healing because we all have baggage that we carry around with us, whether it's childhood trauma, trauma from a marriage, a bad marriage, or whatever it might be. So the Reiki actually goes where it needs to go. It's an intelligent energy. And just like you said, no, this has no religion affiliation. However, I am a Christian. And I am rooted in Christianity, and I'm actually a practicing Roman Catholic. And so that's where I draw my inspiration, and my faith is there. This is something I feel personally that God gave us. Where else would it come from? It's pure love, and it helps people heal, both emotionally and physically.
Do you see – so I'm imagining that you have seen this healing process with your own eyes.
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
Well, it's overwhelming, really. It's very humbling. And the fact that I have been layered to this point is very exciting. And I just can't wait to see what more is in store for helping other people. So with just practicing with friends and family, I thought I just cannot continue to keep this with just my friends and family. I've got to tell the world about this. I have to share it. So I am now coming out to the world, so to speak, and sharing this beautiful energy that we have that can help heal people. Now, of course, eventually we want to heal communities. There's, you know, and I've listened to your show in the past. There's so much healing that needs to happen in different communities. And that's part of my mission, is to help with that. But we have to start with the individual. So we start with the person, and then it moves to the family. And then from the family, it branches out to the community. So
that's,
it's like a ripple. It's like you throw that – yes, you throw the pebble in, and it ripples. So not only is the Reiki helping people physically with my friend recovering from COVID, but now she has had some revelations, because not only will you have that physical – feeling of something's going on, that I am, my body is releasing toxins or releasing an illness, but or it's helping me get through my chemo. this is in nowhere, disclaimer, this is in nowhere can heal anything, okay? I'm not, you know, I cannot heal the cancer. I cannot heal things. But God can heal things.
Right.
So I don't heal. I'm just simply an empty vessel that he works through.
Right.
But in this process, you can heal. Things will come to your mind during a session, and I've had, you know, this to happen to people and to myself, things that you've never thought about that will help starting a healing process from deep within emotionally.
Wow. Now, your clients, or I don't know if you want to call them clients, people that you have helped, let's say that.
Mm-hmm.
What are the age ranges for the people that have had sessions with you?
Okay, so of course I've had my session with my own son. He's the youngest that I've done because he is my child, and he is 12. Any session, you know, we need parent consent to, you know, perform Reiki on a child, but he's the youngest that I've done. He's my own child. And then the oldest, let's see, would be 74. Oh, actually, my father, he was the first oldest. And then the second oldest was, she's 93.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Okay, so walk me through a situation where I am looking for your services. I go on the ADR website, and I look you up, and what do I do from that point on? After I have found mm-hmm. your site on the ADR site.
Well, then you can look at my profile. You can look at testimonials from people that I have assisted with Reiki healing. And then I know when we're not completely booked, we're not completely ready to launch yet,
mm-hmm.
But eventually they would be able to book on the site.
Okay.
And they could look at the different, I have different session plans. So I have packages.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they could find. They would find that there.
So, okay. So let me ask you another question. And I'm just trying to get people to understand the full logistics of how ADR works and the life coaching. Say someone come to you and, you don't think that you're a good match for their services.
Mm-hmm.
What happens there? Do you turn them away or?
No, yeah, definitely not. And that's the great thing about ADR is we are a network of healing services. So
mm-hmm.
if I don't feel that I'm a match for a particular person or something that you need, then I will find that person in ADR. And we have a variety, a total of 10 coaches that
mm-hmm.
can help you overcome whatever you need to overcome. And again, that is helping. You have to be the one that wants to do it.
Right.
So we can find and we say, okay, I see there's an issue here, but you have to be willing to do the work.
Yeah. It sounds like ADR is getting ready to be a really big household name.
Yes, it most definitely is. It's a say it's a one-stop shop for needs of one-stop shop. Yes,
that is absolutely wonderful. Now, another question. I know you said that you're Christian by faith. Do
mm-hmm.
you ever have any of the people that you have had services with, church services with, do any of them ever come to you for any sessions or any advice or just questions?
I have not. And I believe it's because people are afraid of the unknown.
Yes.
They do
oh,
not
they definitely
understand
are.
It. Yeah. They don't understand it. They don't know what it is. And I've had people message me, you know, can you tell me a little bit more about this? And people are afraid. And there's nothing to fear. And, you know, when Jesus was walking the earth, people were afraid.
Yes.
What is this man and what is he doing? How can he heal the sick? How can he turn water to wine, et cetera? and people were afraid. And then, of course, the Pharisees, we know what they did, and then we know the end result, which was all prophesied anyway. But I think that's any time that we bring something that's pure love and pure goodness from God, you're going to get opposition, you're going to get questions.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And I, you know, you guys know that I am also one of those life coaches on the ADR site. And I am looking forward to everyone being able to expose what they do, what they offer to the public. And it's going to happen in the next few weeks. And I'm really excited. I'm excited that you are a part of Abundantly Developed Roots. And I think that not only will people be able to get a little peace of mind sometimes, you know, because bad energy will wear you down like you've been running track all day long. And
yes,
to be able to filter that bad energy out of your body and replace it with positive energy. I mean, that's all we talk about, positive and negative energy. Mm-hmm. If we're able to sort of yin and yang it, I guess that's, well, it might not be a good analogy, but anyway, if we can put that good energy in, replace that negative energy, well, why not? Why isn't that what mm-hmm. everyone wants? Why not?
Yeah.
And why not? You know, I advise everybody to go and read up on whatever you want to read up on, but you never get what you are searching for unless you go to the source. And if you have questions, is there ways that people can contact you right now if they have questions?
Yes, they can. I have a Gmail account. It's glasswinghealingarts@gmail.com. That's the name of my company, Glasswing Healing Arts, LLC. It's GlassWingHealingArts@gmail.com.
Yes. And then pretty soon also you guys will be able to connect through the Abundantly Developed Roots website. So keep looking for that. I think that once this really gets off the ground and people start seeing how many services are offered by so many different versatile people that offers mm-hmm. many different things, I think that we're going to have a lot of positive energy flowing everywhere, and that's what we need.
Yes.
That's what we need.
Yes.
We need
yes.
that positive energy mm-hmm. flowing. Now, if you can you sit back? I got to take a break. I have to take a break. And you have time to do one more little short segment and then I'll get out your hair, I promise you.
Oh, definitely.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break, and I will come back, and we will finish up talking about this and talk a little bit more about what it is that you have to offer and what it is that people will get from you if they come and seek you out. All right?
All right.
All right, number to call, guys, 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Inside my hand.
Welcome back to the show, guys. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Real quick, guys, let me thank a lot of the listening places that continue to support the show. South Philly, Little Rock, Arkansas, Gastonia, Georgia, Houston, Tallahassee, Bakersfield, California. I know I'm forgetting some people. I'm sorry. Detroit. Well, not Detroit. Flint, that is. But we show Detroit some love, too. Denver and Tacoma, Washington State. I appreciate, and all the other countries that listen to the show, I appreciate you guys listening to the show, because I give the platform to you. That's what I want to do. That's what I feel like I have been doing, and we're going to continue to do it. Now, if you are just now joining us, too bad for you. And I want you to go back and listen to this show, because we have been speaking with Abundantly Developed Roots Life Coach, Wendy Bryant. Ms. Bryant, you still on here with us?
I am here.
Okay. I appreciate you sticking around, to talk just a little bit more about Abundantly Developed Roots. Tell the listeners how you become involved with Abundantly Developed Roots.
Mm-hmm. Well, the best way I can put it is I was divinely led to ADR. I was in a coffee shop one day, and a lady was talking to me, and she said, yeah, the owner of the little salon over there has been meeting with a lady. It was just this lady who is a shaman. And I was like, oh, interesting. So we met through someone else. And then so then I went over and I talked to the salon owner, and she said, yeah, let me give you her contact information. And so that is how I met Dee. And Dee, I had several sessions with her, of her shaman sessions, and she helped me tremendously and my family. And that is how I was led to Dee. It was definitely divine intervention.
So in saying that, because anything we know divine is nothing but positive energy on the highest level. So in saying that, it would be fair to say that you have that positive energy flowing through your blood and you ready to just give it to everybody who deserves it, huh?
Oh, yes. And even those who are who we feel that don't deserve it. But yeah. but I am ready to be, and that's something that I had to pray about for myself, because as a person who is very sensitive to energy, my father always said, you're always sensitive as a child. Well, now I know what he was talking about, because as an empathic person, I can pick up on other people's energies, and sometimes I can't tell, is that my energy or the other person's energy? So that's something that I've had to go through and learn to get to this point. So I know that I've been divinely guided, and I am, I have been attuned to this. I have been equipped, and I am protected. And I can stand firm in that, in my faith with Jesus and God, and they have me right here. I am right here where I'm
right.
And
right.
I'm ready to deliver and be that empty vessel that I have been doing for over a year now with friends and family. And now I'm ready to take it out.
Wow, that is definitely something that I think everyone needed to hear. So I really, truly appreciate that. And I think that you being a part of the ADR team is such a needed plus. And I think that when people finally get a chance to have a session with you, they're going to realize what they have been missing, and they're going to go tell somebody to come and experience what they have experienced with you. And just so you know, as she stated before, if it's not for you, then I promise you, you will have something to choose from within the 10 life coaches that we have established already at Abundantly Developed Roots. So I'm excited to see where this takes you. And I really appreciate you coming on the show. Of course, you know, we're going to have all our counterparts on here next week. So I really, really am excited about that. But I'm excited at where this is going. I think the energy level that you put out is much needed. And I know that there are some people out there who feel the same way. So it's time to just move forward.
Yes, we need to move forward as individuals, which bleeds into our families and our friend circle, and then it moves out into our communities. And that's where we need to reach.
Yes.
Yes, I want to read a quote. From Pope John the 23rd. Mm-hmm. And I think this pretty much sums up my mission, my personal mission, as well as ADR's mission.
Okay.
Deploring evil is a disheartening task, and more opposition to it will not make it go away. We must set our will against it and apply some energy to do something about it. We must proclaim goodness to the world so that it can spread everywhere and in every possible way permeate individual lives and the entire community.
I think you guys need to go back and listen to that again. I like that. And
mm-hmm.
I like what it speaks for. I like what it stands for. And I like where it's going. And
yeah.
Those are definitely the things that ADR is trying to get across.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We are a community for the community.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Like Coach Wendy Bryant, I really appreciate you coming on the show. You're going to be back. You're going to be back.
Thank you. Thank you. And if anyone, like you said, they have my information, I also have a Facebook page. I have links on the – we have an ADR Facebook page also, Abundantly Developed Roots Facebook page. People can look that up. I have links on there. I also have my own personal Facebook page, Glass Wing Healing Arts, that people can go on as well.
There you go. Coach Wendy, that is. I really appreciate you. And we definitely will connect off the air. But thank you for coming on the show. And like I say, this is not
thank
the last
you.
Time. Thank you. I will speak to
and
you again.
Thank you. Blessings. God blessings to all to your viewers and your listeners.
Thank you. Number to call is 515-602-9653. You guys, if you're just now joining us, we have been talking to Abundantly Developed Roots Life Coach, Wendy Bryant. And I want you to go back and I want you to listen to the show. And I want you to listen to some of the things that she talked about. And I want you to really concentrate on what she is saying when it comes to positive and negative energy. Y'all, I'm telling you, it can make you or break you. And as I was saying, you know, a lot of you guys, I was talking to my Facebook crew off during the commercial. And I know, I need to talk to y'all some more. Guys, I have a couple of chats going and I had somebody just bust me on that, but it's okay. We need to learn to gravitate towards the positive energy. Stop holding on to negative energy. Stop embracing negative energy and thinking it's positive. There's a difference. And if you really understand what positive energy is, you will know what the difference is. Sometimes we can be fooled by negative energy. Sometimes we fool ourselves with negative energy. Sometimes we want to fool ourselves to make negative energy positive when it's just a facade and we know it's a facade and we don't want to really do what we need to do to achieve that negative energy. So stop. Stop and let's start doing things in a different light. Let's start doing things in a different manner. Let's start treating people in a different light and start treating people in a different manner. And that is the right way to treat people. Stop being fake. Stop being fake because all the fakeness that's happening, you've already been found out for it. Oh, negative attribute that needs to go away, and that's in every community. It needs to go away. Y'all, don't get me started on fake people. I done a whole show the other day about fake people. I told y'all I'm going through and I'm trying to put those black circles and those asterisks and those checks on people, and I got a whole lot of people that's getting some black circles and asterisks, they getting their behinds deleted. I don't need that negative energy. I'm trying to get somewhere. I'm trying to do something. There is legacies that need to be left and laid down for people. And I want to be a part of that process when it comes to leaving positive legacies and doing the groundwork now in a positive light. I don't want to be a part of anything that's negative. So if you got a black circle beside your name and you get blocked by me, I'm sorry. But I got to do this to move on. Because I don't need any negative overtones that's going to stunt any growth that I know is for me, that I'm getting ready to embellish in, that I'm going to take full advantage of. Anything good, I'm going to take full advantage for and of, and I'm going to enjoy it. So I need for y'all to understand that it's not personal, but it is personal. Please understand that. And please go to abundantlydevelopedroots.com. Check out the coaches' sites. Look at the coaches' information that's up there now, and just start familiarizing yourself with what it is that you really want from ADR. Because I'm telling you, you're going to get that and, as they say, a bag of chips. Nah, y'all ain't going to be a bag of chips. Don't be asking nobody for no chips. We ain't giving away chips for real. I'm just saying. You know there's going to be somebody out there that be like, man, you promised me a bag of chips. No, I'm not giving you chips. No one's giving you chips. It's just a saying. So y'all don't take that too literal, all right? All right, I'll take the time now, guys, to thank each and every one of you for continuing to support the show. I do this show for you, and I want you guys to know that this show is definitely one of those shows that we are going to discover the problem, but we're going to try to search for the solution before we get off the show, the air that day. And I hope that we found the solution to somebody's problem out there. Only time will tell. As I tell you guys each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. You guys have definitely been live in the day with Jay. Make sure you check out the show next week. We're going to have more life coaches on the show. And it's going to be a great week, a great start to a new adventure. I promise you. All right, guys. Peace.